It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
And welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout Pennsylvania. This is quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And week five of football is in the books. It's time to get ready for week six. No better place to get in on all the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. To add to the excitement of week six, DraftKings Sportsbook is bringing back their can't-miss offer. If you haven't tried DraftKings Sportsbook yet, head to the App Store now because you don't want to miss this. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all new users the chance to receive a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Make sure you use promo code KSN when you sign up and get up to $1,000. That's code KSN to get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000 for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is quarter number two. That means it's time for Tucker's Tape. And it means we get to welcome in our buddy Ross Tucker. Ross, how you doing?
I am doing fantastic, Jim. I'm fired up. It'll be here before you know it, man.
Oh, gosh, yes. Finally. This offseason has taken forever. And I'm like you, Ross, all pumped up that we can start talking about real football. Next week, we will do, of course, a preview of Indiana. This week, as our last week in the off season, I want to do the season preview with everybody, with you. I want to just say, you've been very high on this team. What is your expectation for this team this season?
You know, I have been. Even with the opt-out of Micah Parsons, I am bullish on this Penn State football team, and I think everybody should be. I think the additions of both Phil Troutwine as the offensive line coach, Kirk Shiraka as the offensive coordinator, I do believe, Jim, that those are upgrades. And that's not a slight on Matt Limegrover. I thought he did an excellent job last year. Or Ricky Ronnie, who I thought did a really good job last year. I just think, based on at least my interactions with them, what I've seen from them, I think that there's a pretty good chance Shiraka and Troutwine are better. And certainly I think James Franklin felt that way, and I think that's why they're in those roles. I think the one question mark there, of course, is how long it will take their players to be fully integrated into what they want to do up front, even at receiver with the new wide receiver coach, as well as with the entire scheme. But, you know, I'm looking at this team, Jim, and I'll give you the 30,000-foot level, right? This is the best offensive line they've had. They are deep and talented at the offensive line position. I can't say this is the best group of running backs they've had because they had Miles Sanders and Saquon Barkley at the same time, but they got a really good group of running backs. They have as good of a tight end as they've had. They have a returning starter at quarterback who got a lot of experience last year and had a nice first year as a starter. You'd like to think that there's a big, you know, jump from year one as a starter to year two as a starter. The defensive line, finally, I think has some young guys that I think might be able to step up and make a big difference. PJ Mustipher, Jason Awe, Adisa Isaac, Hakeem Beeman, you know, the recruiting's come through. No Micah Parsons is obviously a bummer, but we talked about it before. The linebacker position is a position where they have recruited extremely well and have four guys I feel very comfortable with. And then on the back end, you know, they've got three safeties that I think are all pretty good. They've got at least three corners that we've seen play and play at a pretty high level. And it sounds like Porter and Daquan Hardy are there as well. They just, They've got a really good, deep, talented team all around, with the possible exception of wide receiver. I think that's the one position that there is a question mark about. I don't have a ton of questions about the other positions, Jim, other than how good can some of these young guys end up being? I think they're going to be good. The question is how good.
Well, that's the positive spin on things, and there are a lot of very good things. I wanted to ask you what your concerns were. Wide receiver is the one obvious one that everyone's concerned about. We know we need somebody or a couple guys to step up. My other concern was the pass defense. Individually, it seems like there's a lot of talent there, but last year, it seems like the worst down for this defense was when the other team was in a third and long position. It seemed they got burned so many times. What can they do about that?
Well, that's something that Brent Pry has talked quite a bit about this offseason, because he knows it was an issue. And frankly, it shouldn't have been as bad as it was. You know, I mean, John Reed's a pretty good player. Tariq Castro-Field had played a lot of football. Garrett Taylor had played a lot of football. I would rather see them, Jim, be getting beat in one-on-one situations. And certainly that happened when you think about the Minnesota game and others. But you can live with that. I can live with guys getting beat on contested catches at the point of attack. I've got no problem with that. None whatsoever. I mean, you don't want that to happen, but at least you got a guy there. At least there's a guy in position and he has an opportunity to make a play. It was the wide open guys and the coverage busts that were especially concerning. I'd like to see them, you know, I don't want to say play more conservatively, but the first thing comes to mind for me would be to simplify it. I think they've got the ability now. I think they've got the talent now. I'd like to see them simplify it on the back end a little bit more. Let's not give them anything cheap and deep, right? Let's make them earn it. And if they earn it down the field, or if they make a play on a contested catch, then tip of the cap. You know, they're Division I football players too, but let's not give them the easy ones. I think drive a lot of Penn State fans nuts.
Were some of those where they're wide open and there were mistakes, was this based on them doing too much blitzing? As fans, we always want more blitzing, right? I think you even referenced that before. But is that a case where that's what often creates these receivers running, you know, with nobody around them?
Well, not always. I mean, sometimes it was, Jim, that there was a pressure look and they didn't have the right fit behind it. But sometimes it was just, it looked like defensive backs were not on the same page. And listen, let's give some credit to offensive coordinators around college football. They do a good job of trying to put your defenders into a conflict. They do a good job of trying to disguise things, certainly. So they deserve a lot of credit for that. But I got to tell you, man, there were too many busts, way too many, where it was just easy, deep, lots of yards. I mean, I think about so many games, Indiana and Rutgers and Memphis, and it's not okay. And it's something that I know Brent Pry spent a lot of time on this offseason to make sure they're better in that regard. And I'm going to believe them. I'm going to have some confidence that they will be.
All right. On the other side of the ball, Ross, you made reference to some of the new coaches, specifically Kirk Ciarrocca, new offensive coordinator. What differences do you think we're going to see because of that change?
I think you'll probably see some receivers getting schemed up to get open more often. Whereas last year, the wide receivers didn't get a whole lot of separation. You didn't really see them, you know, able to, you know, just be free. You know, think of it this way. Go back to Penn State's defense, where it seemed like there were a bunch of times where guys were just wide open and they were able to get long touchdowns as a result of it, big chunk plays. It didn't seem like Penn State had as many of those. You know, it seemed like Penn State kind of had to earn it. KJ Hamler or Freiermuth or whatever, running the ball. I believe that Kirk Ciarrocca is going to be able to scheme up some of these receivers with natural rub routes or putting defenders, zone defenders in a conflict by high-lowing them. You have somebody in front of them, somebody behind them, the zone defender. Oh, do I go up? Do I go back up? I think Kirk Ciarrocca will be able to scheme some of these receivers open a little bit so they're not being asked to just constantly have to win against man-to-man coverage and find a way to get open there. I'd like to think that Kirk Ciarrocca is going to be able to do a better job of that.
He seemed to do a good job of it when he was at Minnesota against Penn State last season. All right, Ross, in the last minute and a half or so that we've got, it's that time. I want your prediction for the season record, and also I want your bold prediction. And remember, a little later in the show, we're going to have Andy Shea giving his bold prediction, so that's what you're competing against there.
Oh, man, I live for that. I live for that. okay, I think Penn State is going to it seemed a little bit boring because a lot of people are predicting this, Jim, but I think Penn State finishes 7-1. On the 8-game slate, it's tough to go undefeated 8 games in the Big Ten. But you ready for my bold prediction?
I am ready.
I think they're going to beat Ohio State. I think Halloween night at home. Man, I wish it was a whiteout. Gosh, it should still be a beautiful game. I think Penn State's been knocking on the door the last couple years, last 3 years, really. I'm going to predict that they get it done. I think Penn State beats Ohio State. Unfortunately, which is great. Unfortunately, I think they trip up one other time. I don't know if that's at Nebraska versus Iowa, at Michigan. I don't know, but I think that they lose one other game. However, I think beating Ohio State is enough that they are Big Ten East champions. And I believe that they go to the Big Ten championship game, and I think they win it. And I think Penn State is your Big Ten champions in 2020. I don't know if it'll be enough to make the college football playoff, but I do think that's what happens.
That's a great bold prediction, Ross. All right, stick around. In quarter number three, we ask Ross.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Cause it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
This is Jim from Keystone Sports, and I'd like to introduce you to our new partners at Forge-Legends.com, makers of solid one-piece cast aluminum gifts. Forget the bumper sticker. For the real enthusiast, you need to go to Forge-Legends.com. Front plates, license plate frames, and hitch covers. Choose from many patriotic themes or even show your pride with your favorite team's colors. All come with a lifetime guarantee and are manufactured right here in Central PA. Be sure to check them out. That's Forge-Legends.com and use code KSN at checkout. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and get in on all the football action. Use code KSN when you sign up to get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.